In this bulletin, the World Health Organization officially names the coronavirus. The 12th Closing the Gap report is released today. And in tennis, Australian hopeful Jordan Thompson has advanced to the second round of the ATP Tour's New York Open. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The novel coronavirus has officially been named COVID-19 by the World Health Organization. The name is a combination of the words corona, virus and disease. The WHO has also declared the virus as a grave threat for the world that could pose greater global danger than terrorism. WHO Chief General Tedros Ghebreyesus says the death toll from China continues to rise.
There were 42,708 confirmed cases reported in China. And tragically, we have now surpassed 1,000 deaths. That's 1,017 people in China have lost their lives to this outbreak. Outside China, there are 393 cases in 24 countries with one death in the Philippines. With 99% of cases in China, this remains very much an emergency for that country.
The United Nations organisation says it could take up to 18 months until the first vaccine is available. The national group representing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and families says it's hoping a new approach to the government's targets on Indigenous wellbeing will result in progress on child mortality. The latest report on the targets to reduce Indigenous disadvantage shows only two of the seven targets are on track: early education and year 12 attainment. The Indigenous child mortality rate is twice the rate of that for non-Indigenous children. The CEO of SNAIC, Richard Weston, says a group of 40 Aboriginal groups have held high-level discussions with governments to refresh the Closing the Gap process.
There's a great opportunity now with the Coalition of Peak sitting where it is and negotiating this refreshed Closing the Gap agreement with the governments around Australia. We're still a bit sceptical about it, so there's still work to be done, but so far the discussions we've been having with government have been fruitful and positive.
Leader of the Nationals Party, Michael McCormack's office, has supported MPs billing taxpayers for flights and accommodation to a party celebration at a five-star Melbourne hotel. The Courier-Mail reports a leaked text message from the Deputy Prime Minister advisor reveals Mr McCormack's admitting to the trip. Rogue National MP Lou O'Brien has already said a meeting was scheduled to take place at the same time as the 2019 Melbourne Cup, which would have seen taxpayers charged for MPs' travel costs. A party room meeting has been organised to coincide with the Nationals' 100th anniversary dinner at the Park Hyatt in Melbourne on the 13th of March. Mr McCormack says he's seeking advice from the Independent Parliamentary Expenses Authority to ensure taxpayers have not been billed. In the legislative elections in India's capital, New Delhi, the Aam Aadmi Party has been victorious. The country's governing National Bharatiya Janata Party only won 8 of the 70 seats, with the AAP winning the rest. The AAP is considered the common man's party, with policies concentrating on issues such as providing affordable electricity, free healthcare, bus transport for women and fixing state-run schools. Addressing crowds of people already celebrating in the streets of New Delhi, AAP Chief Arvind Kejriwal says it's a win for the people of the capital.
This victory is not my victory. It is a victory of all the residents of Delhi. It is a victory of all the families of Delhi who considered me their son and who gave me tremendous support and gave us so many votes.
In tennis, Australian hopeful Jordan Thompson has advanced to the second round of the ATP Tour's New York Open. The world number 63 defeated Croatia's Ivo Karlovic. Thompson will now face America's top seed, John Isner. The weather for the rest of today: it's sunny in Perth, 31, cloudy in Adelaide, 27. In Melbourne, drizzle, 27, possible drizzle for Hobart as well, 19. There are showers in Hobart, 28. Possible storm with showers in Wollongong, 24. Showers also for Sydney, 27. Showers with a possible storm in Newcastle, 28. It's much the same in Brisbane, 29. It's partly cloudy in Cairns, 36. In Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.